So I'm going to be down here for a minute. I hope some of you aren't too uncomfortable with that, because change for some people is difficult. So this here is a suitcase, and I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, as you notice the suitcase, when you have a suitcase, you typically are traveling somewhere, aren't you? And you're going somewhere. And what's interesting about a particular time of year right now, American Thanksgiving just finished. And they anticipated about 55 million people were going to be taking planes over the Thanksgiving weekend. Think about that for a second. Like, we've got about 40 million people in Canada, 38 million, some of that range. So 55 million people were taking a plane somewhere around the trips around the world. And so as you think about that, and as you think about going to the airport, you need to pack a bag, typically, whether it's a backpack or a suitcase. And I know the last couple of years there have been lots of troubles at the airports because baggages are being kept and people can't find their luggage and luggage is getting lost. And it's interesting as you think about that. So when you think about a suitcase, I want you to journey with me for a second and consider this. Our suitcases, symbolically, for a moment, think about our lives, can also be a part of some of the baggage we carry ourselves in our own hearts, in our own lives, in our own journey. And sometimes the baggage we carry, and I say this, that we sometimes as Christ followers or people in general, we perhaps might have more baggage than the airport itself. And there's things we go through, there's things that we deal with and we struggle with as well. So I just want to give us a couple examples of maybe some baggage that you're feeling today or sensing today. And I want to explain these very quickly. And perhaps the first one is spiritual baggage. Maybe there's a part of you that is just struggling through your spiritual life, trying to understand what it means to follow Christ. Perhaps you've been wounded in the past through a Christ follower, perhaps the church. Maybe there's things going on that are causing you to question who Jesus is. Maybe there's things in your past that have caused you to question who Christ is. And questioning Jesus isn't a bad thing. It's okay to have those doubts. It's what we do with those doubts and how we journey on. Maybe you come here this morning and you're carrying this baggage in your heart that is so heavy for your spirit that it's bogging you down. The thing about suitcases and backpacks, when we carry them and they're heavy, they have a tendency to bog us down. They're an extra weight on our shoulder. And the things we carry in our life are the same thing. The things we carry in our spirit, the things we carry in our heart on a day-to-day journey. So if you've come here this morning and you're experiencing spiritual baggage, I want to encourage you to keep fighting, to continue to lean into Christ. If you need to make things right with someone or figure things out with Jesus, do that. And it's an important conversation to be having. Perhaps another thing we carry, baggage of addiction. Maybe it's something we're struggling through in our own life. It could be a substance. It could be things we're looking on the internet. It could be other things too, forms of addiction that perhaps are holding us back. And we're not having any freedom from this addiction. It maybe is an addiction that nobody else knows about, that you're struggling through. It could be lots of different things. And as if that's you this morning, it's a difficult journey, isn't it? You know, I've talked to many folks who struggle with addiction and all forms of addiction. And it's not simply just to say, just get over it. It's a journey. It's a battle for many people. And as you've come here this morning, perhaps yourself or you know of somebody that is going through a battle and they're carrying this heavy baggage of addiction. And it's causing them strife and pain and misery. And you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to come alongside. You know, I encourage you to continue to be there and perhaps not lecture or, but to be there, to be present. And if you come this morning and there's a baggage that you're dealing with in terms of addiction and you feel alone in this battle, you need to tell someone. You need to share that with someone so you're not alone in this journey, because it's an important conversation to be having. Because addiction is one of those things that we hide in our closets, that we keep in the dark, and we hope no one will ever find out. And when it comes to light, we feel shame, and we feel all these different emotions. But I encourage you again, if you have that, I encourage you to be open about that. Perhaps you've come this morning and you've got some relational baggage, where you've been wounded by somebody, where perhaps you've lost trust in someone. Perhaps somebody has wounded you, a spouse, a friend, a family member, perhaps the church, perhaps somebody you work with. and you're carrying this relational baggage in your heart, and it's caused you to put up a wall to allow others into your spirit, into your life, because you'd much rather have that self-protection than open up again. And I fully understand that as a Christ follower, but also as a pastor. You hear a lot of negativity at times. And yet, there's a challenge for us as we consider the relational baggage we have, that we ask ourselves the question, how can I move forward in this? Who do I talk to about this? Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to make right with? Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you had a fight with your spouse today or this week. Perhaps you had a fight with somebody in your family, and it's causing you to be defensive or not open to conversation. And we get prideful. Instead of wanting to make things right, we put up these walls and these barriers. You know, the Bible talks about how we come to the cross. And we come, and Jesus went to the cross for all of our transgressions and our iniquities. And as we come to communion this morning, that's what we reflected on as well. And the beautiful thing about the cross is what Jesus has done for us, but also what it represents, Christ's sacrifice for us. And sometimes when we come to communion or we think about our life as well, I talk about relational baggage and other things as well. Maybe you've come this morning and you're feeling guilt or shame in your life. Maybe there's things again going on that only you are aware of, or you're feeling guilty about something you did to God or in your relation with Jesus or somebody else. And the Bible talks about that there's no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And that's a good thing. We celebrate that. And we should know that. So if you come here this morning, I want to encourage you and implore you to not live in your guilt or your condemnation. If you've come with a repentful heart and you've come with a heart that is blameless, and you're not intentionally going your way to break the heart of God, we can come to the cross. We can always come to the cross. And yet we come with a heart of being completely pure and naked in front of Jesus and saying, Lord, here's who I am. This is what I am. This is what I'm feeling. I need help. And we come to the cross for that. A couple more to consider too. Maybe you come here this morning and you're feeling fear and condemnation. Again, the condemnation comes with what I mentioned before, but that fear, just that fear of entering into a relationship with Jesus or sharing to people who you really are. Because I think if we're really honest, we want people to see us at our best. We don't want people to see us when we're broken or hurting and to be vulnerable. And it makes me sad sometimes that church universally is not always a safe place for people. See, the church is for the hospital for the sick. And that's why Jesus is the great physician. And he comes and he heals us and he encourages us. And as we think about the fear and the condemnation we might feel, I encourage you to take that small step to be able to share what you're feeling and going through. You know, I've often have said this up front, and I say this in private conversations too, that we're in this together. But in order for that to happen, when you look at Acts chapter 2 and the beautiful picture of the church, they broke bread together, they prayed together, they gave possessions away. And in the midst of that, many people came to faith. So we can't help each other unless we know what's going on. So I encourage you to find people you can trust, people you can share with. This one here, anger and unforgiveness. Have you come here this morning feeling maybe angry towards someone today? Maybe you're angry at God. Maybe you're angry at God. And you can tell God if you're angry. Maybe you're angry with somebody in your life today, maybe somebody from the past, and you haven't forgiven them. And there's this seed of unforgiveness rooted in your spirit. And the Bible is very clear about this, that if we do not forgive others, God will not forgive us. That's a heavy word. And unforgiveness is something that should be a part of our life. As Christ followers, it actually should be one of the highest values in our life, is to forgive people. And perhaps you've come here this morning and the wounds are so deep that you're not able to do that yet. But are you on that journey of forgiveness? Are you open to the leading of the Holy Spirit? Are you open to the leading of others in your life? Because once unforgiveness and anger and bitterness catches a root, it will magnify itself in different areas of your life. And it's very hard to break out unless you're honest and real about it. And you're wondering, what are we talking about this morning, and why are we talking about all this? Well, here's why. This morning, and we try to do this a couple times a year, maybe three times a year, we offer prayer stations. And this morning we're going to do that. We're going to have a couple of us in the foyer, and there'll be two prayer stations set up. And I mention these things and to help perhaps set up our heart to come and receive prayer in the back this morning. What you share at the prayer station will remain confidential. And if there's extra conversation you need to have with me or someone else after service or sometime this week, you can do that. During the prayer stations, we'll have an extended piece of worship. And I encourage you to, whatever posture you come into, you can kneel, you can sit, you can stand, but come with an open heart. Prayer is a vital part of our lives as Christ followers. And we're offering the prayer stations because we want to minister with one another. So if you come here today and you have some of these baggages I talked about, perhaps this is one step in the right direction to receive some prayer and some encouragement as well as the Holy Spirit leads you. Don't let the enemy of your soul or anyone else whisper to you, don't go up there. You're not worth it. You're wasting your time. Those are lies from the pit. So you come and you take that small step today to receive prayer. And as we continue to worship this morning during the prayer stations, we'll keep doing that for a bit. And if we have to go longer in the back, we will. We're not going to rush this. So again, as you come, come with an open heart into worship as we started this morning. And I want to say this and I'll wrap it up. I think one of the hardest things about the things I talked about today, when we prepare our hearts for prayer, is being able to really be honest with ourselves. Being really honest about our brokenness. To be honest about perhaps there are some things in my life that I need to make right. I think that's one of the stumbling blocks for most Christ followers, is not being able to have enough self-awareness and understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit that yes, I have committed sin. And we need to make those things right. Not just because of the church and the fellowship we have with one another, but ultimately for Jesus. Because the only applause that's worthy and worth it is the applause from Jesus. We don't try to look good for the sake of looking good for the applause of man. And I think that's where we as Christ followers can be very protective. So friends, I'm going to pray, and then the worship team is going to come up. And as they come up and lead some music, there'll be prayer stations in the back coming up at your pace. And if you just want to sit and pray here and worship as well, you're free to do that. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for the fact that there's no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And I pray that this morning as we've come, that as we go to the prayer time, as we enter in, that our hearts would be vulnerable and real, that we would not be worried about being judged or condemned, and because Jesus, none of us are worthy. But because of you, Jesus, we can come. We can come. So I thank you for that. I thank you for each person here today. And for those even watching online today, if they need prayer or they can reach out this week. And so Jesus, lead us as we come in a posture of worship, of honesty. And I thank you, Lord, again, for the power of the cross and for what it means for us. In Jesus' name, amen.